It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
It's all in the wording.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. There's little doubt the Federal Reserve will leave interest rates unchanged today. But Wall Street will pay very close attention to what the Fed governors say at today's meeting. Right now, the Fed has a neutral stance about its key interest rate. That's why it's been stuck at 5.25% for more than a year now. But the Fed might say it's thinking of leaning one way or the other, possibly toward cutting interest rates in the future because of problems in the credit market. Wall Street was giddy with anticipation yesterday. The Dow and the S&P 500 had their biggest one-day percentage gains in more than 4 years. The Dow added 286 points. The S&P put on 34. The Nasdaq climbed 36. The Asian markets were mixed today. European shares are about 1% higher in early trading. In Washington, Congress just left for its August recess. So you might see your representative around town the next few weeks. And they might be carrying a packet of information with them. Jill Barshay tells us what might be in it.
Lawmakers tore their states and districts during the August recess. You wouldn't think they need help recalling their past 7 months of legislative work. But it's a tradition for party leaders in both the House and Senate to supply talking points. This year, it's a blame game. Adam Putnam is a Republican congressman from Florida. He wants his colleagues to bash the Democrats over tax hikes and pork projects. He put together the list of points for House Republicans.
Almost all of it is dedicated to economic issues because, fortunately for us and unfortunately for the nation, there are an awful lot of irresponsible tax increases to talk about.
Democratic Party leaders want their colleagues to hammer the Bush administration. They say life's gotten too tough on the middle class, and the number of uninsured Americans has risen. They're trumpeting a new poll that shows Americans prefer Democrats to Republicans on the economy. I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
Now to Hollywood. Perhaps predictions that the box office is dead were a little premature. Sure, early release DVDs and internet movies have given people a reason to stay home instead of going to the theater. But this year is shaping up to be a big one at the box office. In fact, there are so many hit movies, theaters are having a tough time choosing which ones to run. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
Things started swinging at theaters with Spider-Man. Harry Potter, Transformers, and Ratatouille also sent revenues soaring. Oh, and I know there was another one.
No!
The Simpsons movie. Sorry about that.
Oh, the word apology is tossed around a lot these days.
Nielsen says ticket sales have been down nationwide for the past 3 years, but last month saw a 15% jump in attendance over 2006, and this year audience numbers are poised to break records. But entertainment analyst Hal Vogel says it's a little early to start popping kernels. He says audience numbers may be back, but they didn't come cheap.
Many of the films that have done extremely well cost a lot of money to make and to distribute and advertise. And so profitability, even with all of this good news, is somewhat constrained.
In fact, Disney Film Studios' operating income plunged 20% this quarter, despite the success of Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to help children in under-resourced public schools achieve academic success in math and science. TeachForAmerica.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Online hangouts like MySpace and Facebook have become so popular, e-commerce types are salivating at the chance to integrate with them. Today, Buy.com launches a new service on Facebook. It's called Garage Sale. It allows people to sell things from their profile pages on Facebook. Buy.com will handle the transaction and take a flat 5% commission. Buy.com is hoping Garage Sale will steal a little business away from eBay. There's another new website in the same ballpark. It's a cross between Craigslist and YouTube, so people make their own video classified ads. Don't worry, we have some examples. Here's Pat Loeb.
Hi, I am Matt Bennett, and I'm going to be your next IT manager. I am all over the internet.
If there was an American Idol for computer technicians, Matt Bennett's offbeat approach might win some votes. But IT rival Gary Owens would give him a run for his money.
Also, as a sideline, I write poetry. I'm with the Poetry Guild.
Bennett and Owens are two stars of the new site Real People, Real Stuff, all one word. Alan Jacobson is the founder.
What we're seeing is the steady migration of classified advertising from print to online. At the same time, we're seeing online migrating to video. So with Real People, Real Stuff, we just connected the dots and created a site where classified advertising moves from print to online video.
Jacobson calls the web the new TV, but sites are having a hard time figuring out how to make money off of video. Jacobson's site allows small sellers to post their homemade videos for free, but certain advertisers, such as realtors and employers, have to pay.
The classified advertising franchise is a $20 billion a year business. If you can get even 1% of that, that's $200 million.
Jacobson believes video works better as a sales tool than plain text and still pictures, but the site is clearly appealing to something besides business sense.
I read this poem, it's called Lighthouse on the Shore.
It exploits vanity. Jacobson's site urges users to be the star of their own commercial.
It seems as if the public has an insatiable desire for personal celebrity. It's kind of like what Andy Warhol said a generation ago. He said, in the future, everyone will be famous for 15 minutes. Well, the future is here now, and everyone may not be famous yet, but it sure seems like most of them want to be.
The business model is similar to Craigslist, the groundbreaking online classified site. Craig Newmark founded it 8 years ago. He doesn't think video has much over his site's simpler approach.
Video is more difficult than it sounds, especially doing it well. Sometimes one picture does speak 1,000 words.
Even though it's all on the internet, it sounds similar to the battle between old and new media. But Newmark says he welcomes the competition. I'm Pat Loeb for Marketplace.
I don't think we have any video on our website, but we have plenty of audio, and we are podcasting. You can check it out at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.